Warning: graphic content, more evidence of Hamas rapes, sexual violence in October 7th attack. By Joel B. Polak on December 3, 2023. New evidence is emerging of rape and sexual violence committed by Palestinian Hamas terrorists during the October 7th terror attack, particularly from eyewitnesses who survived the Supernova Music Festival, where 260 people were murdered. As Breitbart News had reported, the Israeli police had previously presented one eyewitness, whose identity was concealed, to journalists. She said that she had seen a Hamas terrorist execute a woman in the process of raping her. Now, more witnesses are coming forward and being named. The London Jewish Chronicle reported Sunday on new eyewitness testimony. Yoni Sadon, who escaped execution by hiding underneath a stage, said, "I saw this beautiful woman with the face of an angel and 8 or 10 of the fighters beating and raping her. She was screaming, 'Stop it, already I'm going to die anyway from what you are doing, just kill me.' When they finished, they were laughing and the last one shot her in the head. They had caught a young woman near a car and she was fighting back, not allowing them to strip her," he said. "They threw her to the ground and one of the terrorists took a shovel and beheaded her and her head rolled along the ground. I see that head too." Volunteers who worked on identifying the victim spoke of horrific injuries to women's bodies, including women whose pelvises had been broken and women who had been shot in the breasts and vagina. Many had been shot in the face to mutilate them. As the Times of Israel noted Sunday, investigations into sexual violence committed by Hamas are progressing, albeit slowly. Israeli police investigators have started building several sexual assault cases against Gazan terrorists who participated in the massacres, with the goal of eventually trying them for rape. The investigation was hampered initially by the fact that physical evidence of sexual assault was broadly not collected on the day of the attacks due to complications posed by the evidence being located in an active war zone. Rape kits, which need to be used in the first 48 hours following an assault, could not be used. And many of the bodies arriving at the emergency morgue set up at the Shura military base were so badly mutilated that collecting physical evidence of sexual assault, such as semen or DNA samples, was not possible. In the U.S., Progressive Caucus leader Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, tried to deflect criticism of sexual violence committed against Israelis on Sunday, telling CNN that rape had to be seen in the context of alleged Israeli violations of international law. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.